cliffcentral.com.
Dumelang ba heso. Ena ke nako ya sipping tea. Ho nwa tea le ngwane no a ke mo ratang a holo ba ke tsumi mo raki. Monana re a bua. Re bua ntho tsohle. Ha ho monwana o re sa o nyekeng. Ha ho matrasi o re sa o petroleng. Ha ho stupu se re sa se polishing. Ha e kaneng ditaba tsa lenaneo di thulana le maikutlo a hao. Ka nnete ke taba hore o nyolose kgohlo o ye ka mane ka dipuding. O dula o re letsatsi le tla le o hahle o lokise monahano. Mo re a bua. Re bua puo pha. Tumi.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you did not recognize the music that just played, that was the theme song from Isibaya. Isibaya popular, Isibaya good, it's full of Isibaya talented actors. And one, my guest today on Sipping Tea, yes, you are listening to Sipping Tea. Did I greet you properly? Sir, yeah, hello, welcome to Sipping Tea. I'm Cliff Central, it's me, Timmy Moraki, and I'm here with my favorite. With, if you read in the tabloids that Timmy Moraki is having an affair with a woman and she's currently unidentified, but people know that Moraki and this woman, this thing is hot between them. You must know it's this woman right here, Celeste Ntuli, who I lovingly call my Balance. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you a powerhouse of comedy, a powerhouse actress of Isibaya fame, Celeste Ntuli.
Yazi kube ngihamba nawe ebhegini. Inside the bag nje. Whenever I wanted to whip up with those good words. No, forget about Oprah. Where's Jimmy Murray? And then you tell everyone that I'm just an amazing thing since sliced bread and sliced polo. It's like...
You're the best thing. Forget sliced bread. You know chips. Since the chip machine. You know how many people to sit and cut up a potato?
No!
And you want that nice thickness.
But you know what created that? It's the manicures.
The manicures.
Yeah, the manicures. Now you chopping potatoes. Once you start paying for your nails, you move away from being too domesticated.
That is so true.
No. You people who do their nails on a regular, like every day, they are on point. They outsource when it comes to domestic issues. Because you can't even open a tin of a can.
No, it's a risk.
A can of a drink, like, can someone please. And it's a nice pickup move if you want guys. Like,
that's true.
Please open for me. And you squeak your voice like the Kardashian.
And you must look him in the eye when you're saying open for me. Yes. So that he knows. It's double entendre.
And you look the eye and you look at your breast, you're like, open for me. You're like, H. And then they confuse, is it a can?
Or is it the Vulegile?
Hey, you must be in the game. Moraki, be in the game.
She's a problem.
Be in the game, Moraki. What's up?
They were never ready for you, Celeste.
Why should they be? They are never ready for both of us. That's the problem with this show. You know, the show. Cliff Central people, you know, today I must tell you, Tumi Moraki has bombarded you. I like the word. You see? You know, this is why I love to be with you. Because me being a dropout, it just, you pick up with your degree and then.
You know what your problem is? You love telling people you're a dropout, and then people start to make themselves feel better, and you're like, she's not high school dropout.
No, not matric.
After the exemption.
I did two courses that I dropped out. And my dropping out, honestly, let me explain this, because I always said, the first time, it was for financial reasons. Mm. It was a Fismas for a situation.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I've been there.
So it was this whole thing of, do I still want to ask my mom to buy me a roll-on? Or do I just want to pick up a call at the call center or sell the book at the bookshop and I make more money? You know, that was the point. That was the reason why.
But don't you love how as Abantu, as people of the soil, it's always the practical things that we question. Like when I speak to my not of the soil people.
Yes.
the previously advantaged ones.
Yeah.
When they say, I just came to a point where I was like, am I going to keep asking my parents to help me with rent or help me with?
Yeah.
With us.
It's a roll on.
The names are not the same. Like, also, I'm just going to ask them for petrol money. I'm like, petrol money. You know, I was going to ask.
One of my friends, when I was in tertiary, then was getting married, and then she told me, no, my dad was brilliant, but now I'm on my own. You know, the only thing he did was just buy us a house.
Ah!
And I was on my own. And I was like,
the only thing. Wait, hold on. She got a house.
Yeah, yeah. For her wedding.
The only
thing.
It was
the only thing that their dad
must be nice.
Yeah.
Is that going to be our children, Celeste?
It has
Will
to be.
Will that be our children?
It has to. I always say, we inherited poverty, not poverty. Poverty in our country. So we must make sure. We balance the equation. No, I don't want my kids to look after me. You know how, the show that I'm doing now is called Black Tax because of that.
Black
you know
tech.
What I mean? I'm talking about exactly that.
The hashtag sellout revolutionary. Why? Everybody
why you born a
mass? Saying Mara.
Why you born a Mara?
How is this woman not writing this Bible of Celeste? Chama.
Listen, the great thing, when I started doing that show, I was so sad at some point that I'm not getting any assistant, sponsorship, what, because everyone tells you that.
Mm.
But I look back after doing 5 shows and 3 sold out and 2 full houses.
Nice.
And I'll be like, there hasn't been a show where it was like, really, okay, there's one, but no. But you know what I mean? But all these shows have happened.
Mm.
And I've got 3 sold out shows on my own. Mm. And I learned a lot. Mm. I'm not going to lie. Mm. I have learned a lot. I realize that what goes in literally, you know, as artists, we just rock up.
Yeah.
For your makeup and your, you know how it is.
Everybody else is worrying about everything.
You know,
else
about
for you.
Now, get to a point where you worry about everything from marketing to the poster to everything.
So you're actually empowered now, Celeste. Because when you let other people know, they can't just throw figures at you. And then we have an Nkandla situation because you didn't know.
And then now it was Nkandla, but the loan was in Venda.
Yeah,
it becomes confusing. Why would you build in KZN?
Yeah, and you're going, how am I supposed to know?
And then you ask the vendors for the loan. My thing was the communication between the Zulu language and the Bavenda. Sanbona.
Oh my God. So now, when you hire people to do this, no one's going to actually play
because
games with you.
No. When you literally have to be in every production meeting.
Yes.
And understand how much is the light.
Yes.
Because for us, we're like, oh no, I want lights there.
Yes.
And this to drop. And then this to fly.
Loves to fly.
And then they say, whoa, to fly, that's brilliant. But that's 50K. And you're like, oh, let's stop flying.
How much to glide?
Can we use chairs? You start being practical.
Yes. Let's do a ZTC jump. How about a ZTC jump? Let's. I'm flexible.
I mean, I'm black, I can dance. Why do we have to pay so much? But those are the things you learn. You learn that this is the price you pay. So basically, going back to where I was going with it, the reason why I even had to do the Black Tech is because of the stuff that we're talking about, that you are indebted to your parents, even though you also going to start your own family, you know?
And you're indebted to their
family. And then now your family that you're starting is going to be also be indebted to you.
Yes.
If it continues.
Yes.
You know, but I don't wish it to happen to my kids. Honestly, I don't. Mm. Not that I'm going to spoil them. Mm. No. Mm. I'm not an advocate for this. Oh, gosh, what are we going to do? Everybody's like this. I think I'm too typical Zulu. I look at myself and honestly, yes, I'm an auntie. I'm not a mom. I'm
You're a great
yet.
Auntie, by the way, guys. You'll be so surprised. Celeste comes across. She is really, if anyone has seen Celeste on stage and if anyone's been around her, she is energy. She is power. She is a cannonball. Okay. She will blow you away. And then you see her with kids and she is this kitten. She is softest, sweetest.
I love them.
Like, she's that woman. I don't want to leave her with my kids because then they'll realize what a cuck mom I am. So I'm like, no. See, I think Celeste is very un- available. We're never hanging out with her. She doesn't like kids. But you are so amazing.
You even lie.
I lie. She doesn't. No, she doesn't.
And your cute ones are so cute.
No, but you're lovely with me. Yeah. I can't wait for you to have babies.
I think I can't wait to have babies too. Let me be honest. I'm at the point, funny enough, how art imitates life.
Yeah.
When I did that act on Isibaya about me not having babies, it kind of touched the nerve. I'm not going to lie. Because I had to search. I've never been in that position. Mm. So I had to search what makes people to be in that position of like. And I realized, damn, Celeste, you're also old, eh?
Yeah, but you're healthy.
Well, you're still okay, but you know what I mean? I'm just saying the years and stuff and everyone else looking at you, because you plan and then you don't plan for babies.
Yeah.
But you want them.
Maroda, you know? We can give birth at 60
somewhere. Oh,
but also, you know what I find? I mean, when I was dating Mpone, we were together for 7 years. We didn't have any babies. So people somewhere down the line decided, no, one of us is sterile. Because they're like, nobody dates for that long and they must tell us they've been using condoms this whole time.
You know why? You and Dumi have been in a relationship.
Yes, and we are planning.
Yeah, yeah. It's, well, with us, we don't plan.
There's no plan. You must
Some people are here in the Joburg, come to Joburg, no money for rent. Well, I must find some boor. And in fact, they're always moving in with a new boyfriend. Yeah. Like, Aibo, when are the things getting serious? Till now we've been waiting. Nobody's giving us even a clue where's the key under the mat or something. When are you already moving
in? You're in there.
Yeah.
And my point being that I wouldn't panic about not having kids yet. Because for some reason, as soon as Mpo paid the first half of my khadi, I fell pregnant within a month.
Are you serious?
Within a month, I fell pregnant. You know what I mean?
Thank you to me, Murake. Now I know.
No, sometimes the masangoda vulad by the house.
Yeah.
The ancestors say, sugendleleni, let her make 10 million.
Sonke les kathi, your sexual encounter was a rehearsal.
It wasn't a pop. Hey, yes, I say in the first time. Such a hey, we should have recorded that. You know when you hear that? Hey, that was a take.
You wanted to be a DOP of your own action move, like, yeah.
Oh my God,
Yeah, but no, I'm not worried. I love life.
Yeah.
I don't like institutionalized stuff.
Yeah.
And then I moved myself away from all this because I didn't see the fuss. Let me be honest. I didn't see the fuss. It took me a long time to tell people that I'm not a Cinderella girl. Because it didn't make any sense. Like, kanjani, oh, sonke sifuna imshado. Like, it's not that I hate being married or I hate weddings or no. I just don't like how everything else after you've been married is perceived about you as a person. Everyone else feels they have a right to judge you.
And they treat marriage like an achievement.
Based on whether you have this certificate or not.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't, you are nothing. If you do, you are held accountable for so many things that people can't even do themselves. Purely because you are married. Maybe you felt that when you, the minute you were married, everyone else forgot about Tumi. Now you are somebody else's wife.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And it's interesting because I remember one of my aunts when I didn't want to get married for a long time. I was like, guys, I'm not getting married.
Thank
and I remember
you.
My mom saying,
that means I'm going to get married.
Dude, I was very clear. Me. I was like, I'm not. I mean, look at me. Look at how I'm an independent woman. The fact that someone married me today, it's still considered a miracle. You know? And my mother said, but now I want grandchildren. I said, okay, I'll give you grandchildren. I'm not getting married to do it. And then I met this man who literally changed my mind. But that's because of who he was and what that was. And even then, we probably would be together, fat and sitting happily in life if we didn't come from families who found it important. Because there was actually one aunt who said to me, wait a king, get married and at least get divorced. Better you've been married and you are divorced than you've never been married before. And I'm looking at her and I'm thinking, this cannot be life. So I must go and make myself miserable and some mother's child miserable because everybody else thinks
is miserable. Injury to one is injury to all.
Hinja wa, hinja ho. So you did this show, my friend. So you took your one-man show, you paid for it out of your pocket.
And my bra.
And your bra.
Because there's some.
You know when you dig in your bra, now you paid everything.
Now you know. You know.
You even went to the bank on the boob.
Thank you.
Forget
about Venta. You touched the bra. That's the last loan.
That's the last loan, Baba. Yeah. Because I never saw the bra. You don't know. The bodies.
The bodies.
With the tissue paper.
Cross your heart.
Claps once, sips tea. Hey! But you're seeing returns now.
Yeah, I see returns now. I see returns and understanding that I want to do more of it. I want to do more big shows. You know, some of them with you.
But you know me. I'm your girl. I'm your bitch.
I'm just saying this as a recorded proof.
No, but I'm your bitch. I'm your bitch. You know,
Be my bitch.
By big shows, do you mean lineup shows?
Lineup shows and my one. I've never done lineup shows ever. I've never created a lineup show. I've always deliberately didn't want to do them.
Yeah.
My thing, which is the best and the worst thing, I'm too much of a perfectionist.
Which is an excellent thing.
If it won't work, I don't do it.
Yeah.
If it's going to be a showcase, then I do it, you know?
Yeah.
Then with that, I thought, I don't want to have beefs and chickens and, you know, muttons with everyone.
Yes.
Let me just do C-list.
Yes.
But now I've understood the power of having so many people. Well, when I was starting, I was not in your league. Mr. Mimrake.
I didn't know I had a league. Let me just categorically state.
Well, you always had a league with me. Because, you know, when you look up to someone and you think, wow, one day when I'm fit enough, I would love to share a stage. Luckily for me, I didn't spend that much time. I started sharing stage with you. And, you know, and now there are so many people whom I can call friends and call them literally from my phone and say, can we do the show? And they don't look at me and be like, because I respect people. That's another thing.
I respect people.
So I wasn't going to, you can't say, okay, I don't want to be one of those comedians. I'm not going to say this in a bad way. But I didn't want to be the, one of those comedians that can't do their own shows.
Yes,
but they're busy
and
calling
and
other Tumi Murake who've had shows that are selling out and now who's going to pick you up?
I don't think I've ever sold out a show
on
my own. I've never sold out a show.
The last year's show?
I didn't sell it out.
Tumi, you know,
I was competing with. I had full houses, but I didn't sell out.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
I didn't. And I don't mind.
No. It's not, I didn't have a sellout in Durban.
In Durban, where?
Yes, the Black Tax was just. Let me tell you something. Funny enough, Joburg was the best. That's when I got two sold out shows.
Yeah.
And the crowd was awesome.
Yeah.
In Durban, I think, again, this is where your growth. Because my thing is, when I left Durban, people knew me as a Zulu queen of comedy.
Oh.
And I think at some level, of which is one thing I needed to. I thought about it and I wanted a way to capitalize on.
Mm.
At some level, I need to still reach out to my Durban people.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Who also look at me and be like, because as you grow with your material, Joburg crowd is just to almost all type of comedy live in different weekends every month.
Mm.
In Durban, it's not like that.
Mm.
And when I go back to Durban, they still want their C-list.
The one
who left with the thorns
10 years ago.
And now Joburg has polished her. And you know, and now she freely talks about things and I grow. And when I was in Durban,
and they haven't grown with me.
Exactly, they haven't grown with me. So I need to, which is one thing I've always struggled with, to make sure that is my material good for either Vanek or good for people in Durban or good for everyone else. I've been working on that and now I can merge and make sure that everyone else, whether you come from different settings, you speak Zulu or not, you can understand and laugh. But when I go back to Durban, I still need to twitch and go back to my Zulu because again, Ismaya is killing me with that.
Yeah,
people
that's what they want.
Exactly. When I get on stage, they want that Zulu from Ismaya.
I believe the president himself watches the omnibus.
Yes.
He sits there.
Listen, I was so panicking when I was performing for him. I was like, oh my God. And everyone was saying, no, don't worry. He loves you. He literally asks for you.
I would have panicked more.
I was like,
he loves
my Lord. And you know what? Listen, and I have a joke about me being Mantuli part two. So, so everyone else was awesome. Say the joke. Hey. I don't want to be fighting with the hawks and whatnot.
Hey, forget the hawks. Those ladies, you think they'll let you in. Tell her they're going, they can't compete with this empire. They will get rid of you fast, Bob. Oh, my God.
So he literally prepared his chair to watch me.
Hey.
I was like, oh, my God. is he really doing that?
Yeah.
You know, but that really showed, again, because people want that authenticity. Yes. Zulus love themselves. Let me tell you something. Zulus, I told one Nigerian guy, it's like, you guys there, you always have problems. You see Zulus, I'm like, Zulus are like you. Mm. Zulus are Nigerians with no six-pack.
Zulus are Nigerians without a six-pack. So yeah, Zulus,
With the belly.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, Zulus are Nigerians with a six-pack inside the cooler box. So it's...
six-pack in one. Okay. But how do you stay true to your own voice? Because I'm hearing you. Like, I know what it's like to travel and then you want everybody to relate to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Where do you place Celeste?
Celeste is always in the truth. That's a problem about Celeste.
Mm.
Sometimes I will not relate to people because I feel like I haven't said anything or I haven't stand for anything if it's not truthful.
Yeah.
I know I might sound like I want to be righteous.
Yeah.
Even in little things. I'm one of those people that say, I'm sorry, I broke your class. Because I can never, you know what I mean? I can never live with not understanding in anything that I... In my environment, I make sure I take care of what surrounds me, be it people, kids, everything. So I love truth. Like, honestly, I love the truth. Which is why whenever I'm amongst the group of people, I rather talk rubbish and nonsense and we all laugh. Because then it doesn't, once they start, we have to do me. Lies are coming. Lies are coming.
Yeah. So tell me, like, what was it like, though? I mean, you were big in KwaZulu-Natal, you know, before you came here.
Literally and otherwise.
You're not like those guys who, they start out, people say, they're talented, and then they rush to Joburg. You went, established yourself there, and then came here.
Yeah,
but
no.
Now you came to a city that is so different. You are far from family. You are in Pela Joburg. I feel like Joburg is a giant hostel. You know, those of us who know what it's like to leave and go to hostel. Joburg is just this large hostel.
No, that's my doomy, Murak. You see, like, and let me just stop you there. This is the reason why I love you. You just, your guns are always silent. You just see someone going, like, doomy fired. Yes. Johannesburg, a big hostel.
So how do you find your home here? How did you settle in? Because I know for me, to this day, I don't have friends all over Joburg. I have my family, and I have people who are long-term friends who you'll find I met them when I was starting in the industry, or I met them in school. Nothing outside of that.
That's truth. I always tell my people that I know that I'm a coastal girl. I love the sea.
She takes it back to the beach where she was young and carefree.
This is me on every day.
She just showed me. She just literally flashed her thong at me. No, stop getting excited, brother.
Not the thong for the flip flops.
I'm a flip flops. I'm a packer packer.
So I'm a coastal girl. So when I got here, my first thing was that I need a place that is quiet. I'm an early person. I wake up so early. I'm a morning person. I wake up at 4 and 5 all the time.
Like, wow.
Yes.
I have children and I still haven't mastered that.
Listen, I wake up at 5. When my sisters are visiting with kids, they call me and say, you, Nizola lunch. I know you. Wake up and take care of them. Nizola. And I enjoy it. And and I take it as my moment to steal my moments with them.
Because,
you know, they don't know me.
Yes.
So, so I wake up very early. So I made sure that I get a place that is quiet. That's number one. Traffic is everywhere. But I needed a place where I won't get the... Celeste! Hello, ngibonile ukuthi to wena.
Not too easy access. Because you know Dark Zamban. What they know.
Dark Zamban is there.
and loneliness when you miss home.
I luckily I stay with my sister. I moved with my sister and she's my pillar and she's my everything. She's my friend. She's my stylist. She's my what? She's the person that says, don't take that gig. You're done.
Yeah.
You're no longer there.
Yeah.
Or do take that gig. It makes sense. You know, she really looks after me.
Nice.
And she tells me like it is. Like she wants some.
So she's keeping you grounded.
Listen, all the time. She doesn't care. And I like the fact that she doesn't care for celebrity status, for celebrity any-ish. No, none of you phases her in any way. Like,
how shall none of you? Hey!
And I'm saying it in
a... I'm not a celebrity.
Well, of course, I'm not saying you. When we meet you, you are as crazy as me. But I'm just saying everyone else who's been on TV and then, you know, even on red carpets. Like, have you seen my sister?
And
most of the time
care.
I say to her, come. She's like, this time, now that she's going to start her own label, she's like, okay, maybe, you know, because she dresses herself as well all the time. And she keeps me grounded. She reminds me. She wake up and say, I dreamt of dad. This happened. And that brings you home. Because you have a person that doesn't look at you for TV. She will shout at you because you left this here. What the fuck? You know, so I'm grateful for her for that.
Yeah.
She really brings it back to me. She really makes sure that I'm aligned with why I came here.
Yes.
And it's quiet where I stay. And it makes, and people, you asked me yesterday, you said, why are you always happy?
Yeah, you are. You always radiate positivity. Even when she's depressed, it's almost like you have an inner clock that goes, I am depressed. Okay, it's now depressed o'clock. We can finish the depressed o'clock. We are stepping back into happy mode.
No, when you laugh, even when I offload and I tell you stuff in anger, you just go, oh my Lord.
But you have the best anger ever. Angry Celeste is fun, guys. You should see her. Like, it's like Celeste purges, and it's like she takes this thing, she puts it in front of her, she just starts fucking it up in front of you, just punching it, kicking it, roundhouse kicking it, and then when she's done, you are finished, because you are watching her beat up this problem, and then she goes, yeah. But as she says, yeah, you can tell, she just resolved whatever issue it was just by telling you what it was. It's impressive, bruh. Because I'm used to people who bitch and moan about the same thing five times.
I was like, I've never had anyone explain me.
You've never come to me with the same problem twice, ever.
Oh, no.
Your problems change. You don't keep... I feel like you come a lanja. You're like, but you've expired. There's a problem. And the problem is like, but I'm here. You're like, I don't give a shit. I'm fine now.
You know, you know what's that? I believe it's... I don't like being angry. I don't like that space. I don't like the energy. I don't want to vibrate there. I know I'm very cheesy, but if you see my Instagrams and everything, every time I write anything, it's live, love, love.
Yes.
And that's exactly how I want my life to be. Not that I don't want problems and challenges. Yes, I can face those. I know.
But that's what I'm saying.
But I don't like to stay there. I don't like to stay there. So I find a way to resolve a problem that makes you vibrate low in a sense that you are now drained in a in energy, because it's negativity. Once you get angry, you are in a negative mode. And whatever or whoever it is that has put you in that space is making you vibrate in their lower level. So for me, I always like, okay, what is it that is going to make me resolve this while I maintain my level of vibrancy? Because I still have other positive stuff to look up to. This is just a minority of what maybe is minor challenge I need to get through, but there's a lot. This energy that is negative and is drawing me, it's not depositing anything positive. So get rid of it quickly and honestly and peacefully as possible as you can, but you must vibrate higher than that.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it first here. When the Church of Celeste is opened in a suburb near you, just be the first, because you will be deeply touched. That is amazing. I'm waiting for the book, Celeste. I'm waiting for the High Vibration by Celeste. We're going to take a breather right now, sip some tea, because Celeste has shed some serious depth. So let's go and breathe over what Celeste has said to us, recalibrate our vibration, and then we'll continue after this break.
Whatever your term of endearment for your prize rod,
four banger, four by, barge, beamer, beater, benz, big rig, bike, freezer, chori, chopper, clanker, crotch rocket, genka, gator cruiser, hog, hobdy, hypermiler, jalopy, junker, combi, lambo, land barge, pimpmobile, pocket rocket, puzzle jumper, render rock scoot, shagging wagon, shitbox, sled, tank, warrant wagon, whoopee!
There's only one place to visit if you're looking to buy a new vehicle. Autotrader.co.za. With simple navigation and over 62,000 cars to choose from, it's a no-brainer. Visit Autotrader.co.za today and find your next set of wheels.
we're back. So, Celeste, baby, I'm chilling again.
Yes, love
you. Because you and I didn't even meet until a couple of years after you left.
Yes, you ngingakusabi.
Why? What made you saba me? What?
No, I wasn't. You wanna call ukusaba umuntu ngoba you're scared of that person. I was just, it was more of a respect thing. Mm. Like, I didn't know, you know, whether if I approach you, will I be too much?
Did
for
anyone
you?
Speak to you about me and make you feel like?
Not really, but everyone else was on some, yo, I, kusasa kwenza izinto manje. To me, Muraka, Celeste in one same city. Yo. So for me, it was that thing of, and funny enough, I've never had a chance to work with you.
Yeah.
I've always tried, even if when I do, this one time when I thought I'm going to have enough time with you, you had a young baby. Yo.
Ish.
Because you are the starring like that. Like, can we go back to that moment? I was like, Jesus. And that was one of the things that I looked at you and I looked at how you do things. I'm like, oh my God, she's got a baby and a husband. And she's still on the stage. Okay, Celeste, this is life. You know, I think it was more of admiration, respect, and yeah, more than anything. And I wished, and I didn't know whether, you know, it was going to be the like, you know how we are as girls. But most of when I met you, it was just, oh my God, she's so nice. She took me to her house. Oh, I was so excited.
You're such a
I'm like, oh my God.
You're an idiot.
Like, literally. She was not scared I'm going to steal her things. Like.
Oh my God. You know, I ask because before I met you, I wish I remembered who it was, but we were in a club and I was going, yeah, I can see that this female comedy thing is growing because we had just seen some girls do open spots and it was great. And then someone was telling me about you because I was asking, hey, the girl from So You Think You're Funny, what's up? And they were like, yeah, no, yeah, but she's been saying, who's this woman I guess she can take you on. And I was like, but we've never met. Why would somebody who's never met me want to challenge
you
me?
See,
let's at least
we had haters that were vibrating on another
yeah,
door.
Yeah, but I was like, so I found it weird because I was like, but it's I find it a very manly thing, not a female thing
yeah,
to do.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That someone must just arrive out of nowhere and then already be throwing challenges out. Like, yeah, let them meet me on this stage this time. Let's have a comedy off.
Never
like,
even
who's this girl? Like, so what? I let it go because I was like, okay, clearly I can't befriend her because she's decided whatever she's decided because I don't know what anybody else is whispering in her ear. And then when we met,
it was love at first sight.
It was ridiculous.
Just like
right?
Our perfect wedding. Can I see like a... It was love at first
sight. It was love at first sight. I remember we couldn't leave each other alone.
We talked, eh?
Yes.
The whole time.
Because the first time we went
I don't know
together,
who was sick. Were you sick? Or yeah, you, one
my
of
child
the...
was sick.
Oh, yeah. And
I
you told me about... Yeah.
Guys, when I
yes, the
you...
Okay. Yes. That's how I got into your car. I was helping you with your baby's poop.
Yes, I had to find the closest lab to drop off my child's poop because I needed to drop it at a lab to be tested. And I was like, oh, where am I going to find the nearest Lancet? And we're supposed to be rehearsing for this gig. And this woman was broken. She was broken. And even the guys who were directing the show literally had to keep calming us down because
yeah,
me and you were
I
just,
know. I think
we're having such
I
a good time.
Insane.
We were
that
having such
so
a
fun.
Good time. And I just thought, wow, man.
Just remember the poop story. Hey. And this is the first time I see you. I'm like, yo, hi.
Wait.
Uhamba ne poop nje around.
And I'm explaining to the. And of course, I was explaining to the white people because it's white people who always know where's the nearest lab. Black people! They'll be like, I can tell you where's the nearest clinic. Don't ask me about the laboratory.
Yeah. So, we don't even know where they took. They took your blood, they went to that room.
Yeah,
don't
know you
where.
Know there's a room involved?
There's a room involved, there's a blood taken.
And there's a cooler box that put your blood there.
You are smart to even know the cooler box.
And I had a time limit with the poop. I think I had to get it there by, I don't know if I had 2 hours left or whatever. It was so fucking bizarre. And then me and this woman meet.
It was the funniest moment. And I saw that you were, and I'm grateful that year, everyone else saw me and then they decided you are now fit, you know, to perform with certain people. Mm. And which was great. And I'm not saying this in a bad way. I think this whole thing of people... understanding other people's work and respecting it is understanding how much work has been put in.
Yes.
And you can't come in, I don't care whether you are you are Einstein talented, like you are crazy talented.
Yeah.
There's nothing that beats experience.
Yes.
Because the more you do something,
yes,
the more you get better at it. And the more you understand what is it involved and where are you in the scheme of things of the very same thing that you're doing.
Mm.
So all those things, you won't learn them overnight because you are talented. You can only learn them when you see people that like you that have done it.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, if she sustains this and after giving birth and getting married and no one, you know, your comet was not drowned with all of that. Sometimes our marital status as women drowns your work.
Mm.
People just want to talk about this part about you only. Like they don't want to know Tumi.
Mm.
But you, I see that with you, people want to know Tumi. Mm. As a result, most people don't even know your surname, your marital.
That's true. That's, I still meet people who go, hey man, you're really married. I thought it was just for your comment. I thought you're joking. Like, why would I joke and say I'm married?
See, you know you are a name when your name is being called like Chaka Khan and Michael Jackson. You don't leave the surname out. Tumi Muraki.
Hey, I'm not just a random thing. There's volume here.
Yeah, there's a volume. You see, and with what you did with our perfect wedding, it's also something like all those things. I look up to them and go, wow, you, since I came here, you've also have grown. I look at you, and the thing is, because I look at you and I learn from you, even though you don't understand, because it doesn't necessarily mean that we need to be the same.
Yeah.
I can learn from your two-year-old.
It's about the principles.
I can learn from your two-year-old.
Yeah.
It's what does that mean at the end of the day? You see, when you, I'm sure you've had the kids asking you a rude question, but you can't beat them up or you can't discipline them because it was the right question.
It was the right question. It's because
it made sense. It asks you.
Yes.
What are you doing about this?
Yes.
All the time.
Yes.
You know? And I admire kids for those things because they will ask in innocent, like they're very innocent in asking it,
but
they're not rude.
Mm.
It's because when you are being told the protocol,
Or
you can't ask this, you can't
say
this.
We have been ruined by protocol, they haven't yet.
Exactly. And but then that questions your principles and your morals most of the
time. Yeah, or deep, man. Or deep, Solange.
I'm not deep. I love life. And I'm being honest and I'm truthful about it. You know, if I don't get it right, believe you me, I don't get it right. I learn all the time.
Mm.
I learn to be calmer, to be kind to myself. Because sometimes we don't do that.
Yes.
We extend the kindness and everything else to other people, more especially if you're married. You give, there's an emotion for your husband. There's an emotion for your three kids. So you've got four emotions, Wena.
Hey, and then there's the wife for me.
And your, and, and your relatives and your in-laws.
Yeah.
And your messed up cousins.
I actually laughed at myself this morning because I was leaving the house in a rush and I just grabbed a yogurt because I was like, I know I'm not going to be able to have a proper breakfast. Let me eat something in the meantime. I opened this thing. I'm still not looking. I'm unconscious. I put it in my mouth. It's the children's yogurt. They like that jelly yogurt thing. And I just went, yo, ne? I was taking care of me, the baby, clearly.
Oh.
Clearly. Because I was like, how am I even, and then I finished it. And I was like, oh, but it's actually quite nice. That was actually fun. You know, you start licking the cover, and now you're like, hey, that was actually,
But that's the thing. It's, life is just formed of just many beautiful things, you know? And sometimes you shy away from doing things, for example, like getting involved in a relationship, falling in love, because you know that, oh, people are going to expect it. Like, for me, everyone else knows that I'm crazy. So everyone else, when there's a story that has a guy in it, everyone goes crazy.
Yeah.
You know, and that can make one panic because I'm, oh my God, now how am I going to, you know, make this situation?
Guys, I'm going to interrupt Celeste right there because, first of all, girl got a man. So if you're listening and you're like, oh, there's my Zulu queen, sit down. Girl.
I'm still dating.
Girl it's got a man. Don't even try. You're still dating. It's not
from.
You should see this man. Ne? I dare any guy to go, oh, it's not from out there dating. You're going to see this guy and go, I tender my resignation. I wave the white flag. I'm not applying anymore. I'd like to withdraw my application to get in there because this chick, she's, guys, first of all,
Oh, gosh. Don't.
Before this girl even had a man, I made the mistake of letting her show me pictures of her friends. Or guys she's had things with. This woman's pictures looked like a freaking catalog of the best of Nigeria, the best of Ghana, the best of Congo, the best of... She... Hot men. If you're a single woman, then you're like, yo, but where do I find a beautiful man who will hold me and perhaps even break me if he needs to? Make friends with Celeste if you can. This woman knows hot men, but not the kind of hot where you're like, yeah, no, he's a... Hey, where you pause for thought? Where you start to question your own ancestors when she was walking in the path that led her to this. Where are you, my ancestors?
What are you, know my friends? Those are my friends. I happen to...
Listen to this show off, Nohal. Yeah, they're just... What is she saying? Yeah. So what she means, basically, is when she dates, the pool is even deeper than that pool. What she's saying is, yeah, that's just display. That's just the mannequin.
Let me tell you something.
Yo.
Let me tell you something. I enjoy men who are men. That's one thing about me.
Mm.
I know there's... I'm not saying anything. These days, you must be careful. Because if you're saying anything about homosexual people, sit down. That's not me. Sit down. It doesn't touch you. It doesn't concern you. This is for people who understand as straight women. What am I talking about when I say men?
So they mustn't involve themselves in a conversation.
What do you mean? This does not touch your rights.
It's not a subtweet.
It doesn't do anything for your rights.
It's not a subtweet.
I'm just saying, sit down. Now I'm talking as a straight person, straight woman.
Not in this
talking
way.
About men.
Yeah.
A straight man. It's simple. Because we also now, we're living in times where as straight people, we must come out of a closet. You're like, I'm also straight. Yeah. Because, listen, I was talking to Trevor.
Straight people are coming.
Listen, I spoke to Trevor Kumbi. We just had a show in Nesprit. We had a conversation in the car. And we started talking about... we started talking about the issues of, you know, gay, homosexual, would you date someone? And then eventually I said, well, I wouldn't like if I date someone. Gosh, now I don't know what to say. No, I feel like I have to, because I did this joke and I was called, then they said LGB community. Hey guys, I'm not here to attack you. I'm here to talk to myself as a straight person.
Yes, sir.
I'm just saying, as I told them, I was like, no, but the thing is, if we're living in a world where everyone else is open about their sexuality, then be open. You can't come and want to fuck with me and then the next thing you don't tell me whether you are bi or tri or in between or... I have a right as well to understand what it is I'm fucking with. You know what I'm saying? Like, where's my right in all of this as a straight person? Because I also need to know. I need to know. Like, because people, you're going to get married 15 years down the line, your man chops his things, and now he's a woman. And now we have to try and formulate all of this in your mind. But if there was that one question, do you wear pink underwears? While you were dating, it makes things easier. At least you are in the know. That's all I'm saying. In the know.
So straight people also need to come out of the closet, because now sexuality is a big thing.
It's a big thing. It's a big thing. It's a confrontation. It's as if you're infringing on people's rights.
Yeah.
People can tell you that you are fat, but cannot tell you that you are homosexual. Because now you find a guy who's gone, and you're like, hey, Choma, you gay? Who told you I'm gay? You're like, oh, I thought I saw some broken... You know?
But now you could can't be jump. Feminine. They could be feminine.
Exactly. There's metrosexual.
But then there are very, very masculine.
Exactly. Again, men very masculine. You need to ask. All I'm saying is, if you are a human being and you met with another human being in 2016, ask about sexuality from both sides.
So the point
would
you're
you prefer? My point I'm making is that people shouldn't surprise other people.
So that's why you want men who are men, and that's why those guys that I saw are
With that, I'm not saying all of them can't be gay. I don't even know what they're messing with. All I'm saying is, I enjoy when I'm a woman, because I'm a big woman, and I know I've got a voice, and I've got a big voice too. So if there's something bigger and taller than me, it makes me feel like, oh, okay.
What she's saying is she's big boned, and she likes a big bone.
Okay. All right. Do me now.
Sister.
Goes and puts a cherry on top of
sister,
my cake.
Oh,
I tell you.
Hey.
Yeah,
we're in for them now.
Nadi Suman. Look at you.
So Celeste, if there are people who are listening and they are blessed enough to be in the country, because for now your tour is in the country,
yes,
right?
Yes, not yet. Next year I'm planning to.
Because you know that people are listening now and they're going, oh my God.
No. I'm planning to come to the Southern Africa. Like literally, I am planning to go.
Yeah.
I've realized that it's not easy. It's doable to have the shows, you know?
Yeah, because that's my plan as well, to do Africa.
I'm doing PE and then I'm doing Cape Town and Secunda. We close the year. We finish off because there are venues I didn't get.
Okay.
The Bloemfontein.
PE, Cape Town, Secunda. Right.
This is PE is the 29th of October this month, next month end. And then November 19th, it's Cape Town.
Okay.
And then 10th of December is Secunda.
Mm.
So, and then the others are next year, the Bloemfonteins and the East London and then Pretoria, because people have been asking.
Yes.
And next year I'm doing this show, because sometimes you know how we miss on not recording the best show.
Yes,
you
yes.
come out of your show and you're like,
I should have recorded that.
This one was the best, because there are moments you can't recreate.
Yes,
so I'm just gonna do a black text recording.
Nice.
On end of July and August next year.
So we
and
must.
That's a last.
But there we must be very clear. If you know your last is like this. You're not invited.
No.
We want the people with the real laugh, our laugh.
Exactly.
We want people who dig deep until even their ancestors themselves are laughing.
Yeah.
That's what
so
we
basically
want.
I'm doing my tour now till the August next year.
Yeah,
and hopefully I get to play with our kids, you know, looking into Edinburgh. We should go. And we should.
Yeah, I'll go to Edinburgh. But I'm taking comfortable shoes, eh?
I know.
There's plenty of walking involved
there. I know.
And I'm going there just to do clubs. I refuse to actually take a full show day.
Someone was telling me that and I was
I'm not going there to do clubs.
Sure. Clubs are
you
best.
You will end pounds and you will have a great time, because you know what's nice about the comedy clubs? You get actual comedy audiences.
Mm.
What I personally didn't enjoy, and you know what? I'm impressed with Loiso, because when I went there with him, we were both struggling to fill our rooms because there's like 1,000 comedy shows, right?
Mm.
And then towards the end, now that word has spread and newspapers have spoken about you, then you start feeling. But by then, your spirit and your morality is low. And you know that by the time we left, Loiso was dubbed as one of the top 10 shows to watch in Edinburgh. Because that was one of the top 100 shows to watch in a place that has 1,000 comedy shows. And then he went back. And I was like, you see, that kind of tenacity, I don't have it, shame. You know, everybody picks their struggle.
Mm.
Me, I don't. I want a full house and I want to be in a full thing of laughter. Because the laughter, there's too polite.
Listen.
In the clubs is where they misbehave.
In the clubs. There were 20.
20?
Yeah. Because they messed up my show. Let me tell you something. Those 20 people, I don't know if they were 10. I'm just giving you a number, but maybe like 40, whatever. But they were very small.
By Celeste standards, she means is she probably had half a room, a full room, half. And because she's used to rafters,
this time,
she was like,
it was as if I'm talking to a group of people coming from the funeral. It was, I'm joking, but for real, it was a small number, very small number. But one thing I've learned with the clubs and doing small shows, I've done club gigs where you get there, because you know me, I rock clubs, I go to Tembisa everywhere.
Mm.
So, I've rock clubs where you find that 10 people, 9 people, you know.
Mm.
I've learned to have a conversation.
Yes.
With your smaller crowd.
Because there's nothing worse than speaking at the audience, hey? I personally don't enjoy that comedy. Where I'm going, how? It means I can take you, while you're talking, without stopping you, lift you, put you in another room.
Exactly.
And you're going to say exactly the same thing, exactly the same way. I can cut and paste you everywhere. Like you're a cake topping. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I hate that kind of comedy. And I've seen audiences switch off at some point.
Yeah, I know. The way you have explained the whole thing. Like,
you know what I mean?
A cake topping. Okay.
Because you're not listening.
Yeah. So I want to go. I want to travel and tour. And so I'm not scared of the small venues.
Of the small
number of people that are coming up.
Yeah.
Obviously, the full houses are great.
Mm.
They boost your spirit.
Yes.
I understand that. It's just that my motto is just, you know what, this happened, all right, where are we going next? Because, you know what I mean? Otherwise, you're going to let things drag you.
Yeah.
And everything that you try in a business never turns out right.
That's true.
Everything that you try, never turn. It's not like everything all the time, but most of the time, sometimes it won't turn out right. And it doesn't necessarily mean it won't turn out right because you did it wrong. It's because maybe you missed one or two things. Mm. But doesn't necessarily mean as well, stop doing
and what failure you is a great teacher. Listen, failure is actually one of the best ways to gain your experience. Because success, you get blinded by the success. You don't go, this is what I got wrong that could have made the success better. But when you fail, hey, you zero in, Baba. Magnifying glass. You're like, oh.
I'm from the big family, and I'm the last one to get things. You know.
How big is your family?
Eight. There's eight of us.
Eight. Yeah. Your mother. Hey.
Well, yeah. There's eight of us.
Your mother popped out eight children.
Yeah. Same mother, same dad.
My hero.
My dad just passed away though.
Oh, God rest his soul.
Yeah. And my older brother.
Yes.
My eldest brother passed away. So there's seven of us now and my mom.
You're a heck of a survivor. You've lost people. You've got a big family. You transplanted yourself out of.
You know what? I think losing my brother and losing my father, I literally felt why we have ancestors as black people.
Mm.
It's like having your personal messenger, so to speak. Mm. You know what I mean? Because this person, my brother, was very close to me. Mm. And when he passed on, I had wanted to buy a car and go and show it to him. Because he's been like, what are you doing with your life?
Mm.
And in a nice way, very supportive, very lovely and bubbly, like me, loud. We share jazz music. He will call me from, because he stayed in George, he will call me from George in the morning to tell me if I heard this new song from Mandoza or... Did you buy the CD, Stimela's new version of what? And we share music, like literally, we'll pass the music on the phone. I'll be listening. Yeah. So I enjoy those mornings. And I find myself now, because when I bought the car, the first person I thought of was him.
Mm.
And I had to just pass nice music for him.
Yeah.
So when I go to his bar every morning, it's crazy, but I kind of, because we are musical people, and my dad was a musician as well, so I kind of have this moment of like, okay, now I'm rolling with my brother, let me just have jazz, you know, and
I
feel like I'm elevated. And my dad is the same thing, and it was we had a long time not, you know, connecting with my dad, and because he separated with my mom, but I had a chance to tell him that I love him, and I found closure in understanding that sometimes you don't love people piss you off, or you have differences with them because they're not accepting what you give them. You will think that from the parent, all we want is love and for them to give us things.
Yes,
I learned that. I so wanted to give my dad love, not that I didn't want him to do anything.
Yes,
you know. And I wanted him to know that I now know. You know, like there are things that are hidden when you're growing up. And they make sense and they formulate when you're older.
Yes.
And the fact that I took my art from him and from his side of the family, it's a special thing for me. So my losing them, and when I lost my brother, getting a car was not a problem. I'm not going to lie. You know, like, you know how we are working.
Yes.
I don't have a company, so my paperwork was not right.
Mm.
It was just a mess. Mm. My brother passed away in December. January, they called me to say, oh, well, come and get your car.
Oh, wow.
No deposit, nothing. Like, I was still waiting for them to resolve so many things.
Yeah.
I promise you, I don't know why and how. They gave me the car.
Hey, guys, and it's not just the car. Yeah? I will not disclose, but I just want to put it out there that you must know she doesn't just drive. She drives a beast, this one. I will leave it at that.
Your beast, too.
Hey,
right?
Bona.
Can we get to yours?
Hey, Bona, listen.
Mr. Speedometer.
Hey, they love me at JMPD now. I'm their Christmas bonus. Listen, so what I do on my show every week is I have a section called Hugger Man, and I've dedicated it to guys because, you know, guys get a lot of flack and we're always correcting them.
Thank you.
So every week I make sure we celebrate something about them. So we always have to thank them for something, though. We hug them for something, to celebrate them for something. Yeah. What would you like to celebrate guys about? Which guys should we celebrate today?
Today we should just celebrate black men.
Mm-hmm.
We should hug black men for being strong.
Okay.
Deep down, there's a lot they haven't cried about.
Hmm.
There's a lot they haven't cried about, and they will never even get a chance to question.
Sure.
We are lucky as black women that we have a platform where we talk, and we have a women's month, and we open up. And as women, it's easy for us to do so.
Mm.
With men, they are taunt. Mm. Even, do I speak? Mm. When I speak, do I look like a sissy boy?
Mm.
Or, you know what I mean? And everything of theirs when it comes to their emotions is not taken care of.
Sure.
Purely because there's no space to do so, even within themselves. So,
yeah.
Let's hug a black man.
That's true. They have a history of being put down, and then suddenly they have freedom.
From
and
politics.
So they are women, and now not only do their women share their freedom, now their women are also independent and they are feminists
exactly.
and they have rights.
Exactly.
So there's so much they
exactly.
are.
Exactly. We are now becoming much more difficult to even love, which is one thing that they used
still
to do freely and easily. Now, with us being empowered and we are changed women, they still now have to find another new way on top of other things that they have to find out how to love us and how to make us feel better.
I am giving you all a tight squeeze. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank Celeste. This woman is so busy. I pulled her off a set. Now she's here. Now she must still find her way to her beautiful man and all those gorgeous friends of hers.
Oh, but Lord. I can't believe you just said that. You know this person.
But thanks for spending time with me, my friend.
Thank you to me, Mirakia. You know, I love you.
I love you. You heard it live on Sipping Tea. She loves me. Meh, meh. This is to me, Mirakia, Sipping Tea. Bye-bye. CliffCentral.com